Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Harold Furchtgott-Roth back on the show. Harold is a senior fellow with the Hudson Institute and the founder and the director of the Center for Economics of the Internet. He also is the founder of Furchtgott-Roth Economic Enterprises. He was a former commissioner, and I think the chairman for a while there of the Federal Communications Commission, and chief economist for the House Committee on Commerce. He's had some great jobs there in government as a servant to you and me. But his greatest accomplishment was marrying our good friend Diana Furchtgott-Roth, who's also a member of our Brain Trust. So Harold's here to talk to us about some very important things. Harold, welcome back to the show.
It's always great to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So let's go to the FCC. There was a time not that long ago, Harold, when if you said Federal Communications Commission to most people on Main Street, they'd yawn or they'd say, you know, I got a thing I got to go do, and they'd be out of there. Today, they might still say that, but they wouldn't be justified in it because the FCC is very impactful on Main Street small businesses, isn't it?
Unfortunately, it is. I think it shouldn't be, but it has a lot of effect on small business in America. That's exactly right.
And primarily because of the Internet. The Internet is now part of the purview of the FCC. So Chairman Wheeler, who just recently left, right? And has he left yet? Or has the new Ajit Pai, the new chairman, is he actually installed now?
Yes, he is. Right. And
President Trump has put him
Wheeler
in there.
Left last week.
Okay. So Chairman Wheeler, one of the things I'm concerned let me stop for a minute. The new chairman, Ajit Pai, am I saying his name correctly?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
You know this man.
Yes.
And you endorse the appointment by Mr. Trump, by President Trump.
Yes, I think it's a great appointment.
And why is that?
Because he knows the law extremely well. He has a very long and distinct career in the private sector, senior lawyer for Congress, as a senior lawyer in the judiciary, as a senior lawyer in the executive branch, and he's also served as commissioner of communications commission. His view is to keep the FCC narrowly within the law and not outside of it, and that's a refreshing change from where we've been.
Right.
And I think that's good for small business in America. We've had a situation for several years now where if you're a small businessman, you really can't participate in communication because you need to arm up with lots and lots of regulatory lawyers. And that's something you can do if you're a big business, but if you're a small business, you don't have a chance.
That's exactly right. Would you agree with me if I said that under President Obama, America's robustness and freedom, liberty, and under the Internet was hurt on more than one front? Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would.
And I'm speaking partially because of what he did with the ICANN, which is a whole other topic, which I've covered quite a bit on the show. But the other one that's really under the purview of the FCC is when President Obama overruled Chairman Wheeler and demanded, ordered Chairman Wheeler to make the internet a utility. Can you talk to us about that, Rook?
Sure. The FCC had tried twice before under Democrats to impose something called network neutrality, which is the FCC rules governing the internet. Now, there's nothing in law, nothing in statute that gives the FCC that power. Wheeler was going to try...
Harold, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. But before we go, net neutrality and making the internet a utility under Title II is not the same thing, are they?
Yeah, making it under Title II is an extreme form that is way outside of the law.
Right, exactly. And that's what President Obama demanded and required of his chairman, Wheeler, and we'll talk about that after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.